Good morning. Welcome to the Be the Edge Challenge Call. Great to have you with us. For those of you joining us later online, thanks for doing that as well. Those of you on here now, you can grab the link to this, by the way, and share it with folks. And there's other great former Be the Edge Challenge calls that we need you to grab and share with people as well. Today, I want to talk about the empty tomb, being faithful in the dark times. See, we're facing some dark and challenging times, and the average Edge partner is not operating that way. But there is no doubt that many of the people we work with and interact with need a word of hope right now. Well, let me, or better yet, let's let God give you one and challenge you to live it and share it. I want to take a quick look at what is probably the most selfless act in history, certainly one of the most selfless acts in history, and definitely one of the top selfless acts in Scripture, other than Jesus himself. See, everything I do seems to have a benefit to me, no matter how altruistic it may seem. I mean, I do something good, makes me feel good. I like that. Even coming to Christ was ultimately a selfish act. See, I didn't want to go to hell. Now, later, I longed for a full, spirit-filled, powerful life. But ultimately, in the beginning, I didn't want to go to hell. Hey, talk about looking out for yourself, right? So listen to what happened. This is out of Mark 16. I also love this passage because it's in all the Gospels. And if you look at them all together, it brings kind of a fullness and a nice big flavor to this. But anyway, it says, when the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, so they leave it dark. Then it's just after sunrise or dawn. They're on their way to the tomb, and they ask each other this question. Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb? Right? Can you imagine? See, essentially, while the others are in the upper room, hiding out, fearful, blaming each other. Hey, Peter, you lied about him. You said you didn't even know him. Well, you guys ran off. Well, you know, just that whole scared, they're hiding out, they're blaming each other for what happened. These faithful women get up, and they head off to finish what they had started. Before the Sabbath, they had started embalming Jesus, basically preparing his body. They had to stop, and now they're going back. No matter how necessary it might seem at that point, they were going to be faithful and obedient. And by the way, there were probably no attaboys waiting for them or pats on the back. They were just doing it because they knew it was the right thing. They loved Jesus. Now, as far as they were concerned, he was dead. It was done. So it's still dark. It's early dawn. They figure the guards are there. They got this huge stone they're going to have to deal with. And then there's an earthquake. Scripture tells us, as the stone rolls away, the earth shakes. They had to question what they were thinking and why they were doing this. I mean, seriously, at some point in that journey, they had to stop, look at each other and go, ladies, what are we doing? Who cares? Why are we even bothering with this? They continued out of faithfulness, out of love for their Jesus. They keep on walking. And you know what's beautiful about this picture? Is that there is a God in heaven who is looking down, and you know he's up there just rubbing, just going, come on, ladies, come on. Don't give up. I have something amazing waiting for you. You can't even imagine what's coming. See, no matter what you face just around the corner, God knows what's waiting. As Max Lucado said in his book, Who Moved the Stone, the check's in the mail, the job offering is coming, the health report is coming. I don't know what your death or your tomb is that's in front of you. There's got to be a death before there could be a resurrection. Hear God say, don't quit. Don't give up. I have something waiting for you that's amazing. For a believer, even the frightening prospect of death holds an unimaginable win, right? So keep going. Keep walking. One step at a time. Don't quit. As Churchill said, I think, never, 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 I don't know how many times he said it, give up. You know who's got this? Today, live and don't give up. Live and be the edge. There's a resurrection waiting. There's a God in heaven looking down saying, keep going. Do not quit. All right? So let's all get out there and be the edge today.